The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
My Lordy B, you are awake this morning. Angel Wings is getting an awful lot of texts coming in on 0874 100 102. And if you call it the Bed Angel, you might have a chance. But do send us also your name and address and location, please. 0874 100 102. But that's also the number for our other fabulous competition. Because we at Today FM are delighted to partner with Leopardstown Racecourse to provide a prize that will win lots of brandy points for you and your mates and family this Christmas. You and three of your besties will each receive premium level access to head to the famous Christmas festival at Leopardstown on Friday the 29th of December to enjoy top class racing, live concert after racing from Monday, and enjoy premium hospitality areas. Of course, you must be free on the 29th of December to avail of the prize. This is The Sunday Business Show. This is the world's easiest quiz. I'm not even going to ask the question. Just send us on 0874 100 102 the answer, which is B. But do tell us who you are and where you are, and be free on the 29th of December. Now, if you are a woman and dream of being an entrepreneur, well, you have only until the 23rd of January to apply to the Ryan Academy at Dublin City University for their High Flyers Accelerator 2018 program. So, why the programme? And why women only? Niamh Collins is programme director at the DCU Ryan Academy, and Kira Garvin is founder of Work Juggle, and she's a graduate of a previous programme. Morning to you both.
Morning.
Is fantastic. We have such a lineup of women, and I think we have another woman. Yes, we do have another woman coming up as well.
That's absolutely fantastic.
We are well up there on women entrepreneurs this morning, and that voice, the first voice there, is Niamh. Good morning, Niamh.
Good morning.
Why women?
Why women? Why not? I suppose I'd just like to start off by just saying at the DC Ryan Academy, where we're based in City West, even though we're part of the bigger Dublin City University family. And why we exist is to promote and accelerate early stage entrepreneurship and in Ireland. And we do this through a number of startup programmes and activities and events. And one of them just happens to be our female High Flyers programme.
So you have to have a business. That's a good start, isn't it?
You have to have a business, absolutely. It's always a good start.
What stage must that be?
So less than 5 years in business. Now, I was just talking to the Bed Angels outside, so I think we might
be... You've actually thrown the net on them already.
I just thought, take the bull by the horns and start promoting and recruiting. So yeah, between 1 and 5 years in business, you've really got to be looking at scaling your business and looking at export markets and internationalising, which obviously the Bed Angels are, and I'm just using them as an example. I obviously have Kira here beside me too, so she is a great example. And
one of the reasons that you have to internationalise is because you're backed by Enterprise Ireland.
Absolutely, yes, and thank you to Sarita Johnson, who greatly supports us on all of our cycles. So we're in existence since 2014, and we're now going into cycle 6, which is why I'm here today, just to try and promote that and encourage female founders, regardless of what their business. I get a lot of phone calls saying, I don't know if it's for me or am I suitable. I would say just get in touch and we'll tell you whether you are or not. But one thing's for sure, you won't get on a programme unless you apply for it.
That's sensible advice.
Sensible advice, very sensible.
Kira, you got onto the programme. What did it teach you?
I did. Well, do you know, for me, there's the learnings you get every day, but also it's about being in this group of other women who are all trying to do the same thing as you. Because sometimes when you step out of your comfort zone, people can say, you're mad. You have a great job, you have small kids at home. Mm-hmm. Why would you be doing something as crazy as starting at your own business? And what happens is you drive into DCU Ryan Academy and you meet all these other crazy women just like yourselves. And that's what I loved about it.
You better tell the world what Work Juggle does.
And who's crazy.
So workjuggle.com, what we do is we connect highly skilled professionals with companies who are looking to hire flexibility in their talent and skills. So we hire in like business analysts, project managers, bookkeepers, but generally their work that is either, let's say, remote, contract or part-time, maybe 3 days a week.
And you have spread your wings yourself in terms of the size of the business.
Yes, I know our business is growing all the time, and we were actually very fortunate. On Friday, we were successful, and I think it's all the pitching we did on the Ryan Academy as well, which really helps, is that we were successful and we won the competitive start fund there
well
on Friday.
Well done.
That's great news.
Thank you very much.
What is that worth?
So that's worth 50,000 euros to the business. Yeah. So it's huge. And I have to say, you know, I applied for the Ryan Academy. It was my second time I got on. I didn't get in the first time. The idea was a bit smaller, not as fully formed. Mm-hmm. And for the CSF, that was actually my fifth time applying.
And did it really, really, really help you kind of get the head around stuff?
Yeah, I think so. And as well, we used to, our trainer, every session we had to stand up for 2 minutes and say what our business was. And it was cringe, especially the first time. You're like, oh, really? But then by the time you've done it the 10th time, it just comes so much easier. And as well, you're dealing with all these other people who are in that startup space and they're like, oh, but I'd love this. And like a lot of my business as well, it's those growing startups who can't afford to hire someone on a full-time basis. So your network is just growing the whole time in terms of all those other startups, and that's fantastic.
And what is the commitment that any entrepreneur has to give?
Okay, so the time commitment, it's 13-week program, so it's every Tuesday. Tuesday's Ladies' Day at the Ryan Academy.
And that's the entire of Tuesday?
Entire Tuesday. So yeah. We do morning and afternoon workshops. So all the workshops, they're non-academic, they're practical and they're interactive, so it's not a sit and listen. So they're actively applying what they're learning in the workshops to their business, because I've had some say, can I commit one day a week to the business? And absolutely, yes, you can. So the big focus is on the customer validation, and you know, we do a number of workshops on export markets, internationalizing, and obviously then business modeling, financial modeling, sales, marketing.
What kind of people are mentoring or tutoring?
We do mentor panels. We do them about three times throughout the program. So we bring in, you know, people who've been there and done that, so successful entrepreneurs, people still in the process. So there's lots of learning from them. Mm. But the benefit for the companies that are pitching is they're constantly telling their story and they're refining their pitch. They're also getting advice and connections and introductions.
Any cost?
It's free to attend because of the support of Enterprise Ireland, which we're really grateful for. And also another big benefit of participating is the peer-to-peer and the support that the females give each other, which I think really is an important part of the programme.
And to apply, do you have to spend 2.5 months trying to go through documentation?
Absolutely not. If you go on to ryanacademy.ie, there's a link to the online application form. There's some simple questions. And I think it's good practice for people to apply for these programs as well. You see the types of programs or questions that you get asked.
We believe very firmly in that in the Sunday Business Show, is that it kind of does focus your thinking about your business, doesn't
Absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yes, and that's what it's all about, yeah.
That is the voice of Niamh Collins, but there's a little job that Ciara Carvin still has to do. You better give a shout out to the young lady who's joined us in studio here.
Oh, very good. Well, I am here today with my little daughter, Ava Flynn. She's got her reindeer antlers on and we're going communion dress shopping after this.
Whoa.
Wow. future high flyer.
And anybody who wants to find you will find you at just Google Ryan Academy.
Ryanacademy.ie, yes. Cool. And talk to myself.
Very good. Thank you so much for joining us on that. And you've already got two people anyway for your
yes,
course.
Yes, the two ladies. Recruitment has started.
We are going to take a quick break, after which I then see we are going to go to Hail a Taxi, actually.
The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness. Today FM.